Bally's has ambitious casino plans on former Tropicana site in Vegas. Bally's Corporation has unveiled plans for an ambitious casino and resort on the former Tropicana Las Vegas site, aiming for a portion of the project to coincide with the opening of the Oakland Athletics' new ballpark in Las Vegas. The Athletics ballpark, with an estimated cost of $1.5 billion, is scheduled to open in 2028, and Bally's intends to have Phase 1 of its development ready by that time, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The dual projects will be constructed on a 35-acre site that was once home to the Tropicana Las Vegas. The new update marks a change from earlier plans, which initially targeted opening the casino and resort after the stadium's completion. Bally's Corporation Chairman Soo Kim indicated that the company is working diligently on a plan to align the completion of at least Phase 1 of their project with the ballpark's opening. Phase 1 is set to include a casino, a hotel tower, and a range of dining and beverage options, creating a substantial entertainment destination to complement the ballpark. The site will eventually host a 90,000-square-foot casino featuring 1,500 slot machines, 75 table games, a poker room, and a 12,000-square-foot sportsbook area. The full resort will be completed in three phases, with more than 3,000 hotel rooms planned by the time all phases are finished. Although the details of Phase 1 are still in development, Kim noted that there is ample time to finalize the plans, given that the athletics project is still in progress. The team plans to begin construction on their 33,000-seat ballpark as early as April 2024, with an estimated 31-month construction timeline. Bally's will have greater flexibility in its construction timeline compared to the athletics. According to Kim, Bally's could begin construction months after the ballpark's groundbreaking and still be on track to open part of its multi-phase resort alongside the ballpark's completion. The estimated timeframe for Bally's Phase 1 construction is closer to 2 years, allowing the company a margin of flexibility as both projects advance toward their projected 2028 openings. A work in progress. While the specifics of the resort may evolve over time, the general layout of the site is expected to remain consistent. Early renderings show a cylindrical Bally's branded sign near the northwest corner of the site, though Kim acknowledged that some aspects of the design could change. One of the challenges posed by the development is ensuring that the planned structures do not obstruct the view of the Las Vegas Strip from within the athletics ballpark, which features a large glass curtain facing northwest. Despite this potential issue, Kim is confident that Bally's can proceed with its development without compromising the ballpark's views of the iconic Strip skyline. Officials from the athletics have echoed these sentiments, with athletics executive Sandy Dean highlighting the importance of maintaining a clear view of the Las Vegas Strip from the stadium. Dean stated that the current master plan positions the ballpark in a location that preserves this view, which remains a priority as both projects move forward. In addition to the Las Vegas project, Bally's is also advancing its plans for a new resort near Chicago, Illinois. Kim stated that the company has the ability to handle both projects concurrently, emphasizing that the Chicago development is already financed and largely planned out. This allows Bally's to focus on its master plan for the Tropicana site, ensuring that both projects move ahead without one delaying the other.